Jewelry is often called a fashion statement somewhere. What they wear to display at least the perceived status that they see for themselves. My next guest joins us with the story of a jewelry company in Australia that creates pieces which, well, certainly make a statement. And that one is a shocking one that's shocking many people. She recently wrote about this at thestream.com, where she's a senior contributor, Jennifer Hartline. Thanks for being here today, Jennifer.
Thanks for having me.
And we have a link over to Jennifer's article, but you can also go to stream.org to read all of Jennifer's work and the other journalists that work there. So we are talking about the company called Baby Bee Hummingbirds. Tell us what one of the products of Baby Bee Hummingbirds happens to be in this case.
Well, this company takes a lot of human materials like breast milk. One of the big things they make jewelry of is breast milk for mothers. And they've also made jewelry from cord blood and other human materials like this that are related to childbirth and infancy. But in the case that we're speaking of, this company also applied the same procedure to a couple's 7 embryos. This couple in Australia had 7, quote-unquote, extra embryos, and they faced a decision about what they were going to do with them. And they decided, unfortunately, to send them to this jewelry company where they were essentially cremated, and the ashes of these babies were fashioned and turned into a heart necklace that this mother now wears around her neck. So she has her 7 babies in a necklace.
Okay, so rather than, because through science you can maintain the embryos in frozen suspended animation, I guess it's called, and it's monthly fee for that. So apparently they didn't want to go that way. I guess from what I read in the article, that would be a little cost prohibitive. So they could have been.
There's a yearly storage fee. There's the yearly storage fee for maintaining the embryos in their frozen suspended animation state. And the couple, you know, realized that was getting expensive to keep doing year after year, and they didn't think they could afford to do that anymore.
And then another option, they could have technically put them up for adoption, or
they could have donated them. Yes.
Yeah. And they didn't seem. That seemed to be traumatic to the couple we're talking about, Belinda and Sean Stafford. That seemed to be extremely traumatic for Belinda. But, yes, she has no problem wearing them around her neck.
Right. Yeah, unfortunately, you know, life didn't seem to be an option for the couple. Life was not something they were willing to consider, which is very sad, which is very tragic. So, you know, it was too expensive to keep them frozen forever. It was not an option, in their words, to donate them. And so they decided, unfortunately, to do what they did, to turn them into jewelry.
These are some of the quotes from the article from Belinda. I needed them with me. We had been on a 6-year journey of in vitro fertilization. It was painful, tormenting, strain on our marriage, just plain hard. Finding this has brought me so much comfort and joy. I'm finally at peace and my journey's complete. There seems to be something missing from this equation. It's all about her, apparently.
Yeah. Well, these decisions, you know, it serves the parents. And it seems, like the mother said, to provide her some sort of peace or comfort. She gets to keep the babies with her. But obviously, this doesn't show a whole lot of respect for the babies themselves, for the fact that these were 7 new human beings, and those human beings are not the property of anyone else. They don't belong to anyone else, and not even those parents had a claim on those lives. And it's wrong to treat them as property, and to, you know, this idea that, oh, I can keep them with me forever just means that we don't recognize the inherent humanity of those embryos, the fact that those are 7 individual people. Nobody gets to own them or keep them or deny them the opportunity for a normal growth and development. These are human beings, but modern medicine just pushed the pause button and refused to allow them to have their normal growth and development.
I'm reading the article. I'm thinking that's basically what Baby Bee Hummingbird is doing. They're allowing someone to turn a life into a piece of property.
Yes, yes, yes. And, now it's an adornment. It's an ornament around someone's neck. It's a thing. Those seven babies, those seven human beings are a thing, a piece of jewelry now around someone's neck. And, the sad thing is that this will become a new fad. You can see this coming. This will become a new fad. People will read this story, and unfortunately, in a very, very misguided and twisted morality, they will say, oh, isn't that precious? Isn't that sweet? What a great keepsake. What a wonderful option for what to do with your quote-unquote extra embryos. And we are entirely missing the huge picture here, which is that we're talking about human beings. We're not talking about pieces and parts that might potentially become a human being. We're talking about an existing human being. The stage of development is irrelevant. Nobody has the right to own another human being or to claim that person's life as some piece of property, but that's what's being done here.
Talking with Jennifer Hartline, senior contributor at The Stream. Stream.org is the website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. And this is nuts, like when in the fertility clinics you have the eggs that are typically frozen and the sperm is later put into the process to create the embryo. This isn't like a decision where the eggs can just be destroyed, because I guess scientifically, technically, an egg on its own is not the life. You need both parts of the equation.
Correct.
For that to happen.
An egg is an egg, a sperm is a sperm. It's not until they get together.
Yes, I remember that talk with Dad. So, but isn't this setting a stage, too? Because people always want to, even though they admit they're for something, they want to make a comfort zone if it makes someone else uncomfortable. So, hypothetically, could someone have an abortion of a single embryo and then call up this, contact this company in Australia, do the jewelry and say, well, I didn't destroy the embryo. He or she is with me forever now.
Well, I guess I don't see why not. And that's exactly right. And that's the other thing that we have to start having the really uncomfortable conversation about. And we need to have this conversation not with the motive of offending anyone or hurting anyone or causing anyone heartache, but we have to have the conversation about the morality of IVF in the first place. Because, the reasoning that supports in vitro fertilization and this mass production of embryos, the flip side of that reasoning is the same thing that condones abortion. They're two sides of the same coin. We manufacture children when we want them, and then we also feel we have the very same right to destroy them when we don't want them. And in both cases, we have lost the reverence for human life, and we've lost the understanding that we're talking about a human being that we don't have any claim over. As a mother, I have no claim over the lives of my children. I don't own them. They're not mine. And as parents, we don't get to decide when our children begin to live, how long they live, and when and how they die. It's not up to us.
Well, that's where people, but this is the cloudy area, which I think people like this couple down in Australia, Belinda and Sean Stafford, and apparently given the numbers from Baby Bee Hummingbird, they've crafted since 2014 over 4,000 pieces of jewelry like this, including 50 made with embryos. They're confusing parental responsibility with ownership of a child.
Right, right. And, the couple in Australia, they admitted that, it was unimaginable to them to simply dispose of their embryos, which is a horrific phrase. That, to dispose of an embryo like you dispose of trash. But that happens. But thankfully, this couple said, well, it was unimaginable for us to dispose of them But really, are they not disposed of now, having been destroyed and now being worn as a necklace? How is that any less disposing of them? You know, it's really not. Those children, they chose death. It's sad that the parents chose death for those seven embryos rather than give them a chance at life.
You know what caught me, my curiosity, too, in the article from Australia was that Belinda's doing all the talking. There was nothing in the article from Sean.
Yeah.
That makes me kind of rather curious. And judging by, again, context is all we have to go here, judging by Belinda's choice of words, she seems to be a bit, I would say, a controlling individual, the dominant individual, and fairly selfish and self-centered, quite frankly.
Well, I don't know about that. I wouldn't try to comment on that. I think perhaps they interviewed her because she's the one wearing the piece of jewelry.
Yeah.
So.
And the original article, too, and I'm hesitating putting a link to it because there are actual pictures of the jewelry, and some of it,
yes.
I mean, you just look at it and cringe, like, you know, do you name your necklace now? I mean, what are we coming to here with this stuff?
Well, we have to start having these difficult conversations. We have to start confronting this. This is a mess of our own making as a society, as a culture, and we have to own up to the fact that when we decided that we had. Since we have the medical capability to conceive a child outside of the womb, then we decided it was okay to conceive children outside of the womb because medicine made it possible. And now, you know, farther down the road, we have to face up to what has resulted from that decision. And we have to acknowledge the big moral picture here. There are huge implications to this decision when we decide that we get to play God and create human life whenever and on using whatever means is available to us, then suddenly we have, you know, extra embryos. How can we swallow those words? There should never be any such thing as an extra embryo. We're talking about a human person.
And especially when the science allows the opportunity to be giving to other couples who are having similar problems as this couple was having. Yes. It could have been a happy ending for more than just this one couple.
Right. And that would have been a wonderful, generous gift of life. And that, you know, that acknowledges that these seven embryos are already living and they are owed. We are obligated to allow their lives to continue to grow and develop naturally and normally. We don't have the right to destroy them because we don't own them. But again, this, you know, this habit of creating children whenever and wherever we want them has led us to believe that they're something we own now. When you manufacture something, you own it. You can control it. And our babies have become a commodity that we can order up when we want. And then on the flip side, we can destroy them when we decide we don't want them anymore. They're too expensive or we can't maintain it or what have you.
And just to wrap things up here, for you listening, you might think that, well, this is something the extreme minority and this is happening somewhere else, not here. But we've talked about it in the past here on the show. We've seen a growing trend in countries around the world, and yes, even in America, sex preference abortions. I want a girl. It's going to be a boy. Get rid of it. It's happening more and more, and it just calls into question what exactly is the value being placed on life of any definition. The article is Turning Extra Embryos into Jewelry. We Must Stop Manufacturing Children. We've linked to it over at stream.org. And it was written by a senior contributor to the stream, Jennifer Hartline. Jennifer, it's one of those tough-to-talk-to situations, but stuff we have to talk about, because if we don't, it is going to escalate, and the darkness is not a place for this to hide. We have to shine the light on it to make sure that people are aware of it, and you are doing that. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for having me on.